Welcome to part two of our conversation with Adrian Hart about healing and understanding. Something I don't honestly know a lot about after doing this for so many years is, but I hear it so many times and people talking about it, is the healing with crystals and the Reiki healing and things of that nature. Talk to me like I don't know anything about it, because I honestly don't know a lot about it. How does that come into the mix, and what sort of, you know, powers do things like that have, do you believe?
I believe it starts with the same as we all know. You can either think yourself into being sick, or you can think yourself into being better. It's in your mind, and that's where it starts. But the Reiki work is energy. You can take energy from the earth. You can take it from your surroundings. You can take it from yourself to help heal people. The crystals, they all each have their own healing property. It goes back to the earth gave us everything we needed. We just chose to get where we are now. But like I heard this thing on the Science Channel. Scientists believe that Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot, all those things come through a portal. Okay, so how is the portal made? They got to looking at it. It's the geographical makeup of where this portal is. Mm-hmm. So it's the different rocks and crystals and their energy that are creating this. And I think that's the same way that we can heal people with those. They take the energy from you or give it to you, whatever it is you need. I carry obsidian with me when I go on any investigation. I carry clear quartz with me all the time. The obsidian soaks up negative energy, whether it's a spirit or whether it's, I work in the public. So all of their negative energy, I soak up. And that helps with not doing that. Of course, you have to cleanse your crystals through water, bury them, or sage. I bury mine, put it all back into the earth.
Now, I mean, tell me about this more. I mean, so is it just the power of having them in your possession? Are there things that need to be done with the crystals? Is there any, forgive me if I'm using dumb terminology here, but like ritual or anything like that, that is done with the crystal in any sort of healing power or prayers or things of that nature? Take me a little bit more in depth to it with, you know, the use of these crystals and what they can do.
Well, each crystal belongs to, you can't take somebody else's crystal and use it the same way. When you get your crystal, it's one you're drawn to, and you sit with it a little bit, you feel its energy, and you put your intent into that crystal. What is its job? And say like the obsidian, its job is to soak up the negative energy, which is what it does naturally, but you're setting the intention that it is to do that for you. And you just carry it with you, put it around your home, whatever it is that, you know, you need for it to do. And working in the public, being an empath, it needs to be with me.
So would you notice a difference today if you were to, let's say, do you carry it like in your purse, or how do you carry it on you?
In my pocket.
In your pocket. So would you notice a difference if it were not there, now that it is there with you? And what sort of difference did you notice when you began going down that path and learning about those things?
When I first started learning about it, it was somebody just told me to do it, and I didn't question it because I didn't know any better. And then I started taking classes on crystal healing and realized what it is that it actually does, and started using it. At first, it was just a mental thing where, okay, well, I have it, so maybe it'll help. And I really didn't notice much difference then, but I didn't, my abilities were not that great then. And my empath abilities I didn't soak up people's energies. I didn't, at least that I knew of. But I always knew that the way I coped with it was, like in my own household, if somebody was mad and, you know, just acting silly, I would be the opposite to try to counterbalance that. I would always be happy. And if somebody was hurting, I would like ignore the pain part and try to make them laugh, things like that. And I was talking to a lady and she said, yeah, you're trying to counterbalance what's going on. And I thought, huh, I guess subconsciously I was. But I never took on somebody else's feelings. And I guess that was my defense. So that wasn't an issue where some empaths can't go out in public because they just can't soak up all those feelings at once. That drains them. I don't have that issue. I love the public. I love people. My issue was more if there was one person that was angry or just hateful or it wasn't a nice person, it would ruin the whole night for me. Instead of just, okay, deal with this person. He's out the door. Done. But that person's energy stays in the building with you for a while, or you soak it up. And you become not so nice, or you become drained. Mm-hmm. So it fixed that issue.
That's really interesting, because I can be very drained by people myself, especially if there's negativity or someone that just, you know, it's just that weird, nervous, not good energy. I mean, it will linger with me. I'm not saying it's mine, but I'm saying if someone around me is like that, even when they're gone, then it just kind of simmers a little bit and eventually kind of goes away. So you're saying something like that can help you almost kind of put up a defense to it or balance it. Does it kind of, it's almost like neutralize the situation almost. I mean, the example I'm going to make is like putting chemicals into a hot tub and it, you know, it kind of neutralizes the water. So it's safe and it's not too high pH there or this or that.
Absolutely. And when there's too much, it soaks it into the crystal itself.
Interesting. Now, okay, so it soaks it into the crystal itself is almost the balancer and the equalizer. Now, does a crystal or something of that nature have kind of a filler up point where it's like, okay, there's too much in here. This has been used too many times for these situations, and now it's, you know, it needs to be cleansed itself.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And if you don't do it when you should, you'll see cracks. Sometimes it'll break.
Wow.
It shows you it's done. It's time.
How do you, I mean, is it, do you just replace it with another one or is there a way to cleanse the existing to keep it in use?
Oh yeah. I have never changed crystals. On a full moon, of course, I recharge it outside. When it's had enough just from day-to-day use, I'll take it and bury it outside in the ground and let the earth soak up the negative and put its natural healing powers back in it. And then it's good to go again, or you can run it underwater. But some crystals will dissolve in water, so you got to know which ones you're doing that with.
You had said earlier that, you know, people are drawn to certain crystals, but do certain crystals have different properties to do different things, or is it more about what the individual is drawn to and the power and the intent of the individual using them?
The dark crystals, the black, all help with negative energy. They help clear negative energy, and they also help clear the chakras of negative energy. Each one does something different. The pink stones are heart chakras, heart love. Not necessarily of a partner, but your friendships, learning to love other people. It helps with that. The clear quartz is third eye. where it helps with your abilities and it helps you to communicate with the spirit world or people. It's all of the intent that you put into it, but each one does do something different.
So how does one go about knowing what they would want in their life? Is it just based on what's going on in their life, going, look, there's a lot of negativity, I should look for this type of crystal? Is it something where you're there and you have the variety in front of you and you're just kind of naturally drawn to it? How does one decide and pick out what they should be having in their life?
Actually, Google is a wonderful tool.
And it is.
If you Google crystal for, you know, even trouble sleeping, mm-hmm. it will show you which ones will help with that. And sometimes it's two or three together.
Is this something where there's almost anything in life, you know, if you're going to put your all into it, if you're going to believe in what you're doing, that certainly produces better results. Is this something where if someone doesn't believe that there's any power to them, nothing will happen? Do you have to believe in the power for their benefits to take place?
I don't think so. I think it's going to happen regardless.
Okay. So almost they can almost
but
like
believing does not hurt.
Sure, of course. So you're saying like someone could go into this with doubt or not understanding of it, and they almost prove themselves to you.
Absolutely, that's how I got into it. I saw it as a rock, uh-huh. and it is just a rock. That's it.
Sure.
And then I took some classes on crystal healing. And it gave me a whole different perspective in a scientific way to show me, okay, there is reason behind this. Not just somebody picked up a rock and decided it helped them heal this just because they were healing anyway. Mm-hmm. Because I'm always on the skeptic side of it. I'm one that needs some kind of backup or a reason for it. And when you go into reading about it, it gives you the reasons for it. I'm like, okay, well, maybe there's something to this. And I kept doing it. And it's been great. It actually has helped other people. It's helped me for sure.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Adrienne Hart. A big thank you to her for joining us and sharing her experiences with us on the program today. And thank you for supporting the show and keeping us on the air. We could not do it without you. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.